Thank you. Not coming very far, I'm just leaning forward. So you'll be glad to know I'm not speaking on that first passage. When I heard that read, I thought, oh, blimey. I'm so pleased I'm speaking on the second one. Are you a rule keeper, a rule breaker, a rule bender? Have a think about that for a moment. When you are faced with rules, how do you react to those rules? We are in our second lockdown, as we all know, and rules abound. From our television screen, we hear, and radio and newspapers, we're encouraged, in fact, told that there are certain rules we should be obeying, what we can do and what we can't do. And we all know that particularly this time, some of those rules are somewhat confusing. You've probably noticed that Jesus frequently pointed his finger at Jewish religious leaders. And those are the what he often calls the Pharisees and the scribes. And he accused them frequently of hypocrisy when it came to their rules. Those scribes and Pharisees were often finger-pointing and judging others who were not keeping up to their standards of behavior. And those standards were often created by them, interestingly. The judging others saying, which we've just heard in Matthew, was primarily directed at them. Why do you see the speck in another person's eye when you've got a log in your own? They, that's the scribes and Pharisees, were too focused on keeping laws and rules that they really neglected the core of their faith, which was to love God and to love others. Paul, later on, a few years later, when he was writing to Timothy, I think summed it up really well. They held to a form of religion, but denied its power. So just a couple of examples of that. You probably remember when those same Pharisees and scribes accused Jesus for healing on the Sabbath. Their laws interpreted it as work. Or do you remember that very famous story of the Good Samaritan, where we're told that the priest, one of the leaders, the lawmakers, walked on the other side and didn't offer help? What that person in that story lacked was heart and compassion. And we know, as we know anything of Jesus, that he operated from a place of compassion and love. Now, that do not judge others, which is on our screen at the moment, that command is not saying that we can disobey the local rule of law and lower our standards as Christ would want us to behave. It's not about that. It's more about, as far as Jesus is concerned, about comparing yourself and thinking yourself as better than others. What Jesus is really saying here is, focus on yourself and sort yourself out. Forget about others. It doesn't mean, of course, that we can't speak up when we see something is wrong. We're not doormats. Jesus was never that, as you know. He frequently stood up to what he saw was injustice and I guess what was religion rather than love of God. We all have, as he did, we all have critical faculties, and we're encouraged to use those fairly but with integrity. So much for the theory. What about the application? What does this all mean to us? Judging others, not judging others, whatever. As Jesus often did, he was interesting because he used to turn stuff on its head. He always came about things in a different way than people expected. So I want to do that now, this morning. I want to think positively about what we can do rather than what we shouldn't do. Unfortunately, people who look at often at Christianity or many religions often think it's all about rules and what we shouldn't be doing. So let's think about what is positive that comes out of here. What would Jesus have done? His motive was love, compassion, and generosity to others. Do you notice in our reading that little phrase, the measure you will give will be the measure you get? So in other words, what I think he's saying here, if you come from a place of I'm better than you, or the old phrase that people use, I'm holier than thou, then we can't expect respect and generosity from others. However, if we come from a place of generosity and compassion, then of course this has the opportunity and the potential to change lives and attitudes. Now, when you think of those people who we have difficulty with day by day, maybe members of our family, maybe people in our workplaces, it may require gritting your teeth, sometimes walking the extra mile, and with some, particularly if the other person is really difficult or cranky or highly demanding, it can require a huge act of generosity and compassion. So the challenge I would like us to ponder on this week or from today is, what small thing can I do or say this week that comes more from a place of compassion and generosity rather than responding in criticism and judgment? Do remember that the default you may be reacting and thinking is often a negative thing. Particularly when people are stubborn or short-tempered or lazy or whatever. Often immediately our thought is not generosity, it's not compassion, it's whatever. But someone has to break a cycle here, and perhaps that needs to be us. We can't change necessarily the other person. The only person we can have some power over is ourselves. So I wonder, when that happens to us and the default is to hit back, the default is to judge that person or whatever it is, I wonder if we could try to change our reaction by thinking and reacting more positively. I want to finish, and it's quite a short one today. I hope that's okay, but often the short ones, people can remember stuff. Remember, the measure you give will be the measure you get. Now, Luke had a version of this. As you know, there's a shorter, quote, Sermon on the Mount in Luke's Gospel too. And Luke says this in chapter 6 and 38, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. So the message I'd like us to go away with today is the message, that positive message, that when we're under threat from people, and that always happens in whatever way that threat comes, is to seek to try to react in a positive way, in a generous way, in a compassionate way, because if we're giving that, then the possibility that as you give that, people can then respond more generously and positively to you. Why don't we try it and see what happens? Amen.